And the last poem I'll read is called Harlem, Montana, Just Off the Reservation. And it, the reservation is the Fort Belknap Reservation up in north central Montana. And Harlem is about 4 miles off it. And I don't know, I've talked to a lot of Indians, and they feel that the whitest people in the world live just off a reservation. And I think this poem sort of reflects that. We need no runners here. Booze is law, and all the Indians drink in the best tavern. Money is free if you're poor enough. Disgusted, busted whites are running for office in this town. The constable, a local farmer, plants the jail with wild, raven-haired stiffs who beg just one more drink. One drunk, a former Methodist, becomes a saint on the Indian church, bugs the plaster man on the cross with snakes. If his knuckles broke, he'd see those women wail the graves goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, Harlem on the rocks, so bigoted you forget the latest joke, so lonely you'd welcome a battalion of Turks to rule your women. What you don't know, what you will never know or want to learn, Turks aren't white, Turks are olive, unwelcome, alive in any town. Turks would use your one dingy park to declare a need for loot. Turks say bring it, step quickly, lay down and dead. Here we are when men were nice. This photo, hung in the New England hotel lobby, shows them nicer than pie, agreeable to the warring bands of redskins who demanded protection money for the price of food. Now, only Hutterites out north are nice. We hate them. They are tough and their crops are always good. We accuse them of idiocy and believe their belief all wrong. Harlem, your hotel is overnamed. Your children are raggedy-assed, but you go on, survive the bad food from the two cafes, and peddle your hate for the wild who bring you money. When you die, if you die, will you remember the three young bucks who shot the grocery up, locked themselves in, and cried for days, "We're rich, help us, oh God, we're rich"?